This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. In western Colorado, the Grizzly Creek fire continues to threaten communities at both ends of Glenwood Canyon. Hundreds have had to evacuate with no sense of when they'll be able to go back home. Keith Pearson has lived in Gypsum for more than 40 years. He says he's never seen so much smoke and ash in the air, but that he's not afraid.
No, I'm not worried about it. We got good professionals and everything. They're taking good care of everything. But I got asthma. I got to get out of the smoke.
Pearson says he plans to camp until he can return home. The Grizzly Creek fire currently covers more than 13,000 acres. Firefighters are still battling the blaze as hot and dry conditions continue. It's one of three major fires in the state. It is actively also threatening businesses, and I-70 remains closed through Glenwood Canyon. West of Fort Collins, the Cameron Peak fire has grown to more than 4,500 acres. Around 70 firefighters and several helicopters have responded today, with more resources on the way. Highway 14 is closed through Poudre Canyon. Some homes have been evacuated, and for now, the area is closed to hiking and camping. The University of Colorado Boulder will house some students in a nearby hotel instead of in a traditional dorm to try to increase social distancing among on-campus residents this fall. One room will serve as a quarantine space for students who test positive for COVID-19 while staying in the hotel. CU will pay as much as $79 a night per room on top of cleaning fees. The deal ends in November, right before Thanksgiving break. This is Colorado Public Radio News.